Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The right fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The left fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boone. Rickard moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Easter reaches second base with a double. Tucker moves to third. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Easter scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Rosen moves to third. Boone moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rosen scores. Boone moves to third. Avila moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Avila scores. Hegan moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gus Niarhas now catching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon is called out on strikes. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski strikes out. 1 out. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hegan. The throw from Niarhas and he is safe. Hegan steals second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to first and picks off Zernial. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Niarhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niarhas is 0-for-1 in the game. Niarhas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tucker who is chasing the ball. Carrasquel reaches third base with a triple. Niarhas goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Floyd Baker pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Easter scores. Rosen moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Luis Aloma now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosen scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Philly strikes out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Rickard moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Ali Clark. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Niearhas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niearhas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niearhas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Avila scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.